Freddie, Montserrat Caballé, you had a great success there. One always got the feeling that although you're enjoying it, and you obviously like opera, that you're also having a wonderful laugh inside as you're doing it and thinking, this is outrageous, but I'm enjoying every moment of it.
Quite true, actually. It's like a tidal wave. It's quite ridiculous, wasn't it? At that point, I wanted to do something totally different. And I think it snowballed, really, because I really didn't think that she was going to sort of accept my sort of offer, as it were. And to cut a long story short, at first I thought it was only going to be the one track, but she said, let's make an album. And I thought, my God, what am I going to do now? And so I was sort of stuck with it. I thought, you know, you just don't turn the super diva down, you know. And so in one way, I think it was good because I didn't have that much time to think about it. But then having said that, I spent a year trying to make sure that, you know, I was very nervous, I must say, and sort of, you know, she put me about. but it was such a different thing to do, for me to do. And I'm glad I did it because, I mean, it's sort of very nerve-wracking, totally different, totally un-rock and roll, and something that really required a lot of discipline. But I'm glad it's over, actually. And don't ask me if I'm going to do another album, because I'm not.
I wasn't. What I was going to say was, do you need the discipline? Do you feel that you're all able to get undisciplined? You need that to peg you down, to keep you pushing yourself?
Yes, you do, because it's a kind of discipline that was totally different to me. It was totally new to me. I mean, you have to sort of, I mean, you can't, I mean, I had to write all the pieces with Mike Moran, and it was different. I mean, I didn't know her way. I didn't know what she was used to, and she's coming from a totally different world, and so I realized that I was learning so much while I was actually sort of with her, and so I had to do things in a very, very different way. It's very hard to sort of explain, but it's not like rock and roll. I couldn't work with her instinctively, because I mean, with Roger Brown and John, I mean, I know over the years you know certain things, and it's easier, but it was total. It's totally new sort of box of tricks for me. And so I was sort of feeling my way at the same time, as well as sort of trying to understand how she recorded, how she works, how she breathes, and what kind of stuff she likes. So, I mean, while I was writing away, I was sort of trying to find my way to make sure that she liked the pieces. And if she didn't like it, she'd tell you.
Mm. But so you taught her some things, though, didn't you?
Well, yes. I mean, and there was sort of the recording techniques were different. I mean, she was used to just coming in sort of doing a bit and running off. And I said, no, you don't do that anymore. And she said, well, I'm not used to that anymore. And I said, well, and so I was teaching her sort of that, no, you can sing differently. And it's a different world she comes from.
So no touring the country with her in a 1500 weight comma van or anything like that.
And for my dresses, yeah. No.
Have you got any ideas to, is there anybody else along those lines you think, as a real flyer, I'd like to do something with them?
You mean to do a duet with somebody else?
Yes.
Or Aretha Franklin's one. I can still see her as part of my world, but I mean with Montserrat. I mean, I just didn't know where to start, basically. I mean, I must say, it was like a flippant gesture for me to start it off with, and I really thought it would never come to any sort of fruition. And when she accepted, I was dumbfounded. So then I thought, my God, I better put my money where my mouth is. But I'm glad I did it. It's a totally different adventure, you know, which I don't think will ever happen to me. I'd like to see other rock and roll singers try things like that, you know, and see if they can get away with it.
They probably couldn't get away with it, Freddie, but you did.
There you are. I'm wonderful, aren't I?
Yes, absolutely. So talking of all-time favorite singers, Freddie, Aretha Franklin, would one of her singles be one of your all-time favorites?
Yes, I think Natural Woman. I mean, she's got so many singles and tracks that I like. I love the Amazing Grace album. I don't know if you know, it's a double sort of gospel one, which I play from time to time and get loads of inspiration from that. But Natural Woman, anything by her, really, is great. And I'm mad that George Michael did a duet. I could have done it better. But no, I think she has.
Of course she could.
Mind you, having said that, I think George Michael has a very good voice. I think he's one of the other sort of singers that I like. Robert Plant is the other one. But so, I mean, it's either Aretha Franklin, Natural Woman, or George Michael with Careless Whisper. Lovely track.
How would you, if you wanted to do something with Aretha, how would you approach her? Because the man in the street would think, well, Freddie, you get on the phone and say, hi, Aretha, Freddie here, how about singing together? But obviously it doesn't work like that.
No, well, after Montserrat, I think those big mamas, I mean, I said I'd leave them. I should leave them for a while. I mean, I'm glad to get back to the rock and roll bit with Queen. But I think, I don't know how I'd, I mean, I'd, you know, I'd do my best. I'd just sing. I mean, with Aretha, I'd do something sort of gospel-y. Because, I mean, we do, I like to do certain, which we have done, you know, with Queen, sort of gospel overtones. I mean, Somebody to Love. Had that saying. I'd love Aretha to sing Somebody to Love, actually. That would be a nice thing if somebody approached her and said, try that. But, no, I mean, trying to sing with her, I don't know. She hasn't approached me yet.
I'm sure she will.